Today's show is sponsored by Third & Nevins Watches, luxury timepieces that embody old-world charm with a modern flair. Make a statement with these high-quality, high-style, and highly affordable watches. Visit thirdandnevins.com and order today.
Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Show. Woo! Yeah, I am pumped up right now, guys. I am your host, Nick Sumrall, and of course, I've got my wonderful co-hosts joining me today. We've got Dirty Jobs Mike in the building.
What's happening?
And returning to the show, Julian.
What's going on? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, but he's here because maybe he's got Deshaun Watson on his fantasy team and is like has to complain, or maybe he's got Zeke Elliott. He's got something to talk about. It probably has to do with him, so that's why he's here.
Yeah, I got a lot to let out.
But it's good to have you back on, in all seriousness, and we really have a lot for you guys today to talk about. There's just been so much going on. We record this as of Thursday. This will be out to you Friday, just so you guys are aware when you're listening to this. So if anything else breaks open and we haven't covered it, that's why. But listen, you guys can reach out to us on Twitter, and we're going to give you all that information at the end of the show, so don't worry about it. But with that being said, let's just jump right in it, guys, because we got the news. We're going to try and cover some of the games, maybe all the games if we're lucky. We'll see. But we're definitely going to cover all the news that's been breaking. So first things first, as I mentioned, Deshaun Watson found out today that he tore his ACL in practice. What the hell were they doing in practice that makes him tear his ACL?
Yeah, tough break, man. It was also a non-contact injury, so, you know, those are just the worst.
Right. So you know it's definitely an ACL.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys. I mean, not only was Deshaun Watson a clear-cut quarterback one with the way he had been playing, but now this really makes an impact on the offense as a whole. I mean, Will Fuller, I can't see him continuing this stretch of where he's getting multiple touchdowns off of limited catches. So Will Fuller, to me, I can't vouch for you to start him.
Same goes for Hopkins.
Hopkins, you can start.
You can still start Hopkins, but I don't see the consistency of production of either of these guys.
Yeah, no. It doesn't look like it's going to be a good match right there. Savage is just a terrible, terrible quarterback. I didn't like what I saw of him at the beginning of the season. I think you take a couple steps back on DeAndre Hopkins, but I still think you start him. But Will Fuller, he's definitely hitting the bench. I'm trying to trade him any leagues where I picked him up.
If anyone grabs him, but there might be someone out there.
Yeah, there might be, but it's really hard to say at this point. I mean, you just it's bad news all around. Even Lamar Miller's production is going to go down with whatever he had anyway. Not that it was anywhere elite, but his production takes a hit as well.
They were all a product of Watson in a way. I guess, you know, more or less better than flex players now.
I mean, I still think Hopkins will get the targets just because he is the top receiver. And I mean, let's face it, Savage is still slightly better than Brock Osweiler was last year. So you got to figure he'll still have his games. But as of now, I mean, I don't know if I'm in full drop Will Fuller mode. Just because, no. I mean, because he's the backup quarterback. You know, we got the backup quarterback coming in. And, I mean, yeah, he looked pitiful in the first game. But that was also against a really tough Jacksonville defense. So I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But just temper your expectations. They're definitely, everybody's getting impacted here and going to produce less.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anything else to add to that, guys?
Nope. I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think we're done there.
All right. Well, let's move on then, because we got some Zeke Elliott news, guys. It is looking more and more like he is going to be suspended and serve the 6-game suspension, which is...
I think it's official now. I think he's officially suspended.
Not until tomorrow. We won't know 100% until tomorrow, but...
Right. Mm. There's a slim chance, though, at this point. The lawyers are saying
it's like
that...
Fourth and 35.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, they're saying it's a slim chance that he gets to play this week, and if he's not playing this week, that means he ain't playing for the next 6 weeks.
Yep. So, that's the way I understand it, too.
So let me ask you this. At this point, then, do you guys... say to yourselves that, you know, are in positions where maybe, you know, you're 7-1 or 6-2 and just about clear cut going to make it to the playoffs. Do you say to yourself, boy, maybe I try to make a trade for Zeke Elliott?
I've been getting this question a lot. And my best answer to that is I think that you can go for Ezekiel Elliott in that position. But the thing that kind of scares me is the people are trading for him. Remember, this guy's sitting the bench for 6 weeks, so he's not going to be productive for those 6 weeks. So don't trade like your LeSean McCoys for him or anything like that. I've been fielding a lot of really weird ones on Ezekiel Elliott in his post-suspension, and every team I'm dealing with is 7-1, 6-2 in that method, but... to me, just don't overpay for him, and that can work out.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to be smart about it. Julian, what do you think?
No, I completely agree. For a second, I was thinking, well, you know, you don't want to pay too high for him right now, you know, especially, you know, just going off of what Mike just said. But the longer you wait, too, because I was going to say maybe you can make the trade like 3 weeks down the road. But then that owner is probably definitely not going to let him go at that time. So if you want to get him, this is the best time to get him. You just can't pay too high.
Yeah, I mean, once the news is official that he's suspended, and again, we really here do expect that to be the case, you got to make that move almost immediately. You can't really drag your feet on it, but as we're saying, you can't pay up too high. I mean, let's try to think of what do you guys think would be a fair trade if you're the Zeke owner? You find out you have Zeke out now. Mm. Maybe you have
Mark Ingram?
Mark Ingram.
I was thinking Mark Ingram, Christian McCaffrey, somebody to that factor.
Would you
Devontae Freeman? Would you do Devontae Freeman?
I wouldn't do Devontae Freeman.
I think it's too high. What about Jordan Howard?
I think that's where it's too high.
Jordan Howard is about probably where I draw the line on my nose. I don't think I'd trade
for him. He's probably right there, yeah. Don't think I would.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know what's crazy is I saw a statistic on Jordan Howard. I touted him up all offseason. I know he's not having the lights out type of season that maybe I was hoping for. But then again, I didn't say he was going to be, you know, the number one overall pick next year in your fantasy draft either. So, but my point is, I saw a stat. He is getting such a heavy workload in this offense. I mean, he is only behind Le'Veon Bell as far as his workload production. Excuse me.
That's great. I think it depends on your depth, right? So like if you happen to have maybe a Leonard Fournette on your roster, and then you have like Alvin Kamara, and maybe you got McFadden or something, and then maybe I would trade Mark Ingram right there probably or something or Jordan Howard maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on your depth, guys. Just be smart. You know, if you guys have your questions, you know, you can always go to sleepwire.com. You can interact with us on Twitter or on Sleeperbot. We're all there, and you can, you know, reach out to us. We'll answer that question for you. Just give us a scenario. We'll try to help you out with that, because everybody's really going to have an individual situation. It's hard for us to tackle, you know.
Absolutely.
One. Yeah, so. All right, let's go into trade deadline madness. Whew. Guys, I mean, this is... I don't know about you, but I don't remember the trade deadline being this chaotic with so many important moves that take place. I mean, the last big move I remember for a trade deadline was Percy Harvin.
Right. Yeah. Nope. You don't see receivers especially getting traded. And when you watch Kelvin Benjamin go to Buffalo, it was like, wow. Jay and Chai to Philadelphia. Like, I was just shocked.
Yeah. Even Jimmy Garoppolo going to the 49ers. I mean,
I'm happy about that one for him at least. But
yeah, I mean, listen, it's unfortunate the Patriots get something out of Jimmy Garoppolo. I was hoping they wouldn't, and they would just have to get rid of him at free agency. But, you know, it's good for him. And, you know, I mean, it's just funny the buildup that was there for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, after the draft, Garoppolo, they wanted a first and a second round pick for next year's draft.
Oh, wow.
That's and they settled with the second round. Yeah. So let's start with the first one, though. Let's start with Kelvin Benjamin, who the report said he is supposed to play in tonight's game.
No, he's not playing in tonight's game. He's out.
Yeah, officially. I thought they said he. I thought that I saw a report saying
he thought. That was the thought, but they changed it. Oh, okay. He is not going to play tonight. So.
Yeah, I mean, we can start off with that. I mean, I it makes sense that he's out just because he's new to the team. He doesn't know the playbook, and it's just a whole new environment for him. It's probably a bit chillier. He's probably not used to this weather. I mean, it just makes sense, but I can also see a case where you want him out there. But they have a good record right now. They're 5-2. I don't think there's a rush. So,
right. I mean, listen, I agree. I thought when I saw the news earlier, I could have sworn that was like ridiculous. It was 2 days. How can a guy prepare that quick? But, you know, you're right. I looked it up, made sure. Yeah, he's definitely not playing in this game, which is good because you need somebody like that to adjust to the offense. It's unfortunate for you guys who own him in fantasy that couldn't start him this week. But
right.
I think it's going to pay dividends for the future. I think this is the perfect move for him.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to fit into that offense really well. And I think he's going to be very fantasy productive. I'm actually trying to target him in a few leagues right now.
Yeah, and I love
LeSean. Yeah, this will be a good time.
And LeSean McCoy really now has some help to get the teams from stacking the box against him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, real quickly, terrible for the Panthers, I think. That was just a complete shocker. They just got rid of their number one. I don't know. I mean, that was Cam's security blanket. He has to adjust. I mean, they've played a season pretty much without Kelvin once, and that was, I think, Cam's MVP season. But it's not an easy transition. It's not an easy transition to do. So that team, I don't see much upside for that team. I see more touches for McCaffrey, maybe. I don't know how much consistent everyone else will be. And then as for the Bills, I see Tyrod like a top 10 player probably, you know, once Kelvin starts playing and, you know, that whole offense.
Yeah. I think with Kelvin Benjamin gone, Devin Funchess is still going to probably eat a lot of the targets there. And Christian McCaffrey will get some. And we're going to have to wait and see what happens between Russell Shepard and Curtis Samuel, the rookie. So,
well, and Greg Olsen coming back too.
Greg Olsen coming back is going to be fed as well. I mean, he was really on fire in the year that Julian mentioned when Kelvin Benjamin wasn't there. I mean, Greg Olsen got his that season. So he's going to be a great play when he comes back. So if he's on waivers, I definitely recommend you snagging him up now because he should be a top five tight end the rest of the season.
Agreed.
So now let's talk about Jay Ajayi going to the Eagles, guys. So, I mean, the offense has been on fire with Carson Wentz. The team has really looked great. And now we've got somebody who's been completely subpar this season going to a team with an offense that might be able to help him out. I'm still not a Jay Ajayi believer, but I have to imagine that they didn't trade for him just for him to sit on the bench. So I'd imagine at some point he will take over the job and basically relieve LeGarrette Blount of much work. What are you thinking?
I think it's going to be Jay Ajayi's backfield to lose. I think he's going to get back there. I think he might even get out there as soon as this Sunday and just rip it up. I think he's going to fit into that offense very well. I think he's going to be running angry for getting traded. He's going to try to prove that Miami should have kept him. I think I really like Jay Ajayi this weekend.
I can see that, but are they gonna give him that opportunity? Are the Eagles gonna give him the ball that much? I mean, I know for now, Blount is still their number one. I can see that scenario. I can see that scenario though. Jay Ajayi is probably furious. He was furious when they signed Arian Foster over him, and then they got rid of Arian Foster, and he came out there guns blazing and doing all them, you know, those 300 yards, you know, for whatever, for how long he did that, but
200.
Yeah.
And it was three games.
And it was three games, but he came out. He came out the gates that way, so I can see that scenario where that happens. But it's like, will he get those opportunities? And he's, you know, that's just, we'll just have to wait and see.
I mean, would you say that if somebody asked you, should I start J.H.I. this week? What would your answer be to them?
I would say, I mean, yes.
If you have him, I guess you have to.
Right, because we got to look at the situation, guys. We've got a lot of teams on bye this week, and I hate these big bye weeks. This is probably, for me personally, this is the worst week of fantasy because I have so many of my top players out on bye. I mean, I've got, you know, I've got Jordan Howard. I've got, you know, then you have Le'Veon Bell who's out on a bye. Antonio Brown. You've got, you know, Stephon Diggs, Jerick McKinnon, Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen. Patriot, yeah, you know, this you got is a Tom tough... Brady, Gronk. It's
yeah,
incredible.
This is a there's six teams. There's six yeah. teams on buys. I hopefully, and I think this is the week where this many teams have a buy. So yeah, how are you dealing with it?
Oh, I mean, the best I can. Luckily, somebody today was an idiot and dropped Alfred Morris to waivers. So I'm and I'm number one in waiver priority. So I'm going to try and snag him.
Who'd you pay off? Who'd you pay off? You paid him off?
I wish I did. Well, actually, no, I'm glad I didn't have to. I'm getting him for free. And he, and you know, listen, there's some stupid people out there in leagues. And sometimes I get fortunate enough to play with them. And this guy, it's in one of my money leagues too. So you would think you would pay attention a little more in those kind of leagues. He dropped Alfred Morris for Alex Collins.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's a Dallas fan, so I don't understand if he's got some inside intel or what, but I don't get it. My other money league, I picked up Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden because they were both on waivers.
That's nice.
That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, did we already talk about that backfield?
I mean, we just talked about the Zeke news.
We just talked about Elliott.
Yeah. Right. So. Look at us. We're so professional. Well, I brought it up, so now we're going to talk about it. Who is the guy? I think it's Alfred Morris.
I think it's Alfred Morris for sure. I've always said Alfred Morris, though, too. I've been high on him. Just looking at the activity, looking at who they're using, and Darren McFadden's been a healthy scratch.
Right. Apparently, and the argument
about,
is...
The rumor about him being held up for Zeke to get suspended is not true.
That's exactly how I thought of it, too. I don't know why he was inactive. I guess they wanted to have Rod Smith come out there for a bit. But McFadden has a history with this team. So my feeling was they kept him out of the games for this situation so that he doesn't get hurt because they're going to be using him. But I don't know. It just sounds like a mess right now. And they're going to be like, you know, the last reports were saying that they're all going to get touches. They really like Rod Smith. And, you know, he can end up being a sneaky one to come up to the top of the chart, depth chart. So I don't know. I have McFadden and Rod Smith on my money, main league money.
I see. If this week, I think that you can start Alfred Morris, you can start Darren McFadden. But I truly believe that Alfred Morris will be the guy. He's been on the field, the backup to Zeke Elliott. You know, and listen, Darren McFadden, he's getting old. He's getting old. Go with the younger guy. I don't understand why you would trust in Darren McFadden over a young Alfred Morris who can run the ball really well, especially behind this offensive line in this offense.
Yeah, no, for me, it's Alfred Morris all day.
What was that, yeah. Julian?
You just reminded me earlier. I wanted to do this earlier. I wanted to look at their ages and see who was older. And I forgot to do that. I wanted to do that at work today.
Alfred Morris is younger.
But, okay, so yeah, Alfred Morris is young. Yeah, I guess so. I guess, well, okay, for now, this is what I was going
to
say.
Wait, you
for now,
guess he's younger? I mean, that's kind of hard to...
No. I guess it'll be Morris, but for this week, for sure, 100%, it is Morris this week, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it could change. You know, Alfred Morris could have a shitty week. It's very possible. Mm-hmm. But if he plays well, you can guarantee he'll be the guy. Yep. So and they have a tough matchup, but I think it's a high scoring matchup against Kansas City. I don't, you know, their defense doesn't really scare me, Kansas City. So especially with Eric Berry out for the year, so I mean I think this is a good matchup to have. You know, Alfred Morrison as well, and with all the buys, you're more than likely going to have to.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, guys. You know, I think that's really about it as far as the big news stories. I want to get into the games, so okay. Let's jump into it.
Real quick, though, I think we're skipping a very important move that happened this week that really not a whole lot of people are talking about right now, and that's the Seahawks got Ethan Pocic, or Pocic. I can't remember his name.
Please do tell.
He's a really good offensive lineman. I think he's going to really fit into that team. They keep on adding pieces to that team. I really think that the Seahawks are going to be a very legit, very tough team to beat for the rest of the season because they're starting to get people in there that are protecting Russell Wilson. I don't know. I felt it was worth noting.
Yeah.
They made some moves on their offensive line.
They still can't get a running game going.
Well, and I don't think that that's their intention. I don't think that they're going to try to get a running game going. I think they're going to be a pass-heavy team here on out. But I think we're going to have a pass-heavy team with a Russell Wilson that has some time now.
Yeah, and I'm totally fine with that. I mean, this is typical of the Seahawks. I mean, aside from the running game, but this is typical of the Seahawks to be making moves in the middle of the season and just, you know, this is when they start to begin. They begin to be hot at this time of the year.
Yeah, they start to pass the ball a lot. I mean, it's kind of their thing. They start off slow, yada, yada. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, I agree. I think they're probably the best team in that division. But, I mean, I'm also pretty smitten with the Rams. So, I mean,
I like the Rams.
I think it's going to be a coin toss between those two.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think Seattle toast the Rams, though.
What's that?
I think Seattle will toast the Rams, though. Unfortunately,
I don't like the inconsistency. If the Rams can start being consistent, then they, you know, watch out for them.
I guess whatever. let's go on to the games, guys. We've got a lot going on. So, first game up: Atlanta at Carolina Panthers. So we just talked about the Panthers, talked about the receiving game. You know, listen, if you got Antonio Brown out, Stephon Diggs, Brandon Cooks, you know, you're going to be missing plenty of receivers this week. So don't hesitate to have to start Devin Funchess in your lineup. I think this is going to be probably one of his best weeks, you know, considering that nobody else is really going to be prepared, I think, to take over for Kelvin Benjamin at the moment.
Yeah, he's forced in that role. I think if you have Funchess, you definitely should be starting him.
Yeah, I mean, so in this game, I mean, not Kelvin Benjamin, obviously. Devin Funchess, Christian McCaffrey. Cam Newton, I mean,
I think Cam Newton has a good game.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to start him because it's this division rivalry game. It always feels like when I'm looking at an NFC South division rivalry game, they're always high scoring. I don't know. Is that just me or does it seem that way?
Yeah, and this one should be one of those games. Although I think Atlanta, man, they look pretty stagnant on offense. They're going to have to really pick some stuff up if they're going to want to get going. At Carolina probably isn't a good place to start either.
No. You're right. It might be a one-sided offensive affair at this point, but I don't know.
Yeah, two previously high-powered offenses, right, with the Falcons and Panthers at some point in the past 2 years, have slowed down like crazy. I don't know. It could be high scoring still. This could be a week where they turn it around. Finally, we'll see.
The only thing is, the Panthers' defense has looked stout this season.
Yeah,
that's what's been keeping them in the game.
Keekly came back last week, and they looked really good with him in there. That really shuts down your run, shuts down your tight end, shuts down your short routes. I mean, he is just such a game changer.
Who do you think? Do you think Julio scores this weekend?
I do.
Either of you?
Yeah, I could see him getting a touchdown. I mean, you know, one. He ain't gonna do more than that. You know, maybe gets. Maybe I say. I'll put this stat line out there. I'm going to project he gets. I'm going to project he gets 4 catches, 60 yards, and a touch.
Okay. Can't disagree. That sounds very. That sounds very accurate.
Yeah, I mean, 16 points in a PPR league. I think you'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will take it. Take it, Jim.
Yeah. It's took.
All right, guys. What's up?
No, I was gonna say who. I mean, I guess we don't have to say this, but I guess if you have anybody from the Panthers, you're starting. Are you starting Cam? I mean, we're starting McCaffrey and starting Devin Funchess.
Right. I mean, I can't vouch for you to start Jonathan Stewart. I can't say on the Falcons side. I mean, I think you're starting Devontae Freeman and Julio Jones. Obviously, I think you could flex in Mohamed Sanu just because you know, a lot of buys this week, so you might have to. Tevin Coleman, you could also flex in there.
I think Tevin Coleman will have a role, especially being, you know, you're hearing some reports about Freeman being hurt. So he's listed as questionable, I think, right now. So Tevin could have a role in this game for sure.
Yeah, and this is it's a great time to be a Tevin Coleman owner because Devontae Freeman has to miss any time, you definitely got gold there, and you know, that can definitely help you out this season.
Hey guys, producer Steve here. I know you love being ahead of the curve. That's why you listen to the Sleepwire show, to hear the fantasy trends before they happen. Well, we just partnered up with a watch brand that is ahead of the curve, Third and Nevins. These are timepieces that make statements and can be worn every day to any event. They're clean, modern, sophisticated designs backed by old world craftsmanship. Really great looking watches that'll make people ask, where'd you get that watch? And you can tell them, Third and Nevins. The kicker, most watches of this quality cost $500 or more, but Third & Nevins watches start at just $159. High quality, luxury watches at a fraction of the cost. Visit ThirdAndNevins.com today, check out the styles, and place an order.
This is Sean Merriman, and you're listening to the Sleeper Wire Show.
Let's move on, though, to the next game, guys. Indy at Texas. Man, this game was... Man, I thought Deshaun Watson was going to have a huge game this week, and then...
Yeah. Damn.
I mean, it sucks.
I think they should still roll him out there with a bad ACL just to see how he does.
Have him on crutches. There you go.
You need that morale. They need that morale.
I mean, it's the Colts. Come on.
So does that mean because it's the Colts, are you streaming Tom Savage?
No.
With all these buys, no, I'm good.
I'd rather start Brock Osweiler, and if you know how hard that is for me to say out loud,
that's nasty. I think I just threw up.
I did a little bit.
Well, listen, if this game, you got to still start Lamar Miller and DeAndre Hopkins, as we mentioned. Will Fuller, it's going to be tough with the buys, but I really don't think you can start him anymore. But I suppose it depends on who you have, right? I mean, because you might not have better than Will Fuller out there on your bench.
This is true.
I mean, I think Will Fuller was also a waiver wire pickup too, so you never know. Maybe you do have something on your bench. Obviously, they weren't better than Fuller, but you have no choice now.
Right. Well, and then with the bye week, though, too, you have to, you also have to think about
true.
Like, I mean, think of this. Like, you got Will Fuller there. Are you going to start Will Fuller or Cooper Kupp this week?
Cooper Kupp.
I think I'd start Cooper Kupp in that. Can you imagine what would happen if Fuller pulls down 2 more TDs this week?
it's going to be amazing.
Cooper, man, it's gonna be a boomer bust. It's gonna be a boomer bust for Fuller.
What about Will Fuller and Nelson Aguilar this week?
I think I like Nelson Aguilar has there.
Denver. Yeah, I like Fuller.
Oh, interesting.
It's just a Denver defense.
Rishard Matthews or Will Fuller?
I'd have to go Rishard Matthews. Oh, Will Fuller. I forgot Tennessee Ravens.
Yeah, and Corey Davis is back. You know, I don't know how they're going to – I just don't know how they're going to deal with that.
Oh, all right. So we're not as down, I guess, on Will Fuller as I expected. So it sounded to me like you guys think you could flex him.
Yeah, I think so. I think you proved it right there.
Yeah.
All right.
With all the especially with all the buys, I guess.
All right. Well, then, guys, there it is. Flex him. I mean, I don't think it's going to work out for you, but flex him and could surprise us.
You got to hope. You got to hope, pray to God.
Tom could go Macho Man Savage on you, you know? All right, and the Colts guys, I mean, I think I would start Marlon Mack this week in my lineup as a flex option.
Yeah. Why not? He's been productive.
I mean, I don't think this is a great matchup for him. I think the Texans defense still is pretty decent, although, I mean, the Seahawks had a good easy time throwing on him. I still think they're pretty good defense all around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think, you know, you're going to start your T.Y. Hilton. You're going to start your Jack Doyle. Outside of that, though, I can't vouch for anyone else. Maybe Frank Gore as a flex.
I mean, are you – you're starting T.Y., Mike?
I'm not. Nope. He's sitting on my bench in my league. He's just too inconsistent. I mean,
yeah,
I understand
but wait,
that he can get three touchdowns. I understand that he can get 200 yards. I understand that he can do all these things. But until he starts doing all these things consistently, I have better receiving options at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who's to say you're going to have that this week?
Oh. True. Well, I mean, with all the buys.
Well, right. And then, not to mention, I mean, T.Y. Yeah. does pretty well against the Texans, historically. I mean, I know it's not with Andrew Luck, so maybe he won't do what he's done in the past. But historically, he's had great games against his Texans defense.
Well, they are talking about trying to get him the ball more, and I don't really understand why Brissett can't get him the ball. I can understand flexing him if you're desperate, but like I said, to me, I'm flexing my running back in this league that I have him in. So I'm just not too high on T.Y. right now. I'd like to be. I'd like to see him turn it around, but... The outlook is not good.
Yeah, I don't have Hilton, and I can see the frustration. Like just looking at his box scores, I'd probably bench him too. I'd be a frustrated owner. I tried trading for him. I was going to try trading for him when you know there was those rumors about Andrew Luck could be coming back and whatever and all that. Oh, that's another piece of news we didn't touch is that he's out. He's gone for the season. I'm not even going to trade for him anymore. It's just too inconsistent, and the numbers just don't look good. I don't really want a piece, any part of that.
You don't want a piece of that ass.
I don't want a piece of that ass at all. That blue ass.
All right, well, let's get to the Bengals-Jags game. And this is a game I think that, man, like, it's going to be Leonard Fournette and maybe Marquise Lee and that Jacksonville defense. And that's really – and you're going to start A.J. Green.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
You're going to have to start A.J. Green.
I think I'm starting Joe Mixon this weekend too, but other than that, I completely agree.
Yeah. I think you know who I think has earned my – I don't think he'll have a great game this week, but I think he can be – I think he's becoming more of a consistent starter for me is Tyler Kroft.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's actually looked pretty serviceable. He hasn't done very good the past couple of weeks, but he's getting the targets. He's just not getting the receptions. I don't see him doing very well here. Jacksonville's really tough on the tight end. They're really tough on every part of the ball, though, too. So, Tyler Kroft, he's serviceable, but I'm not excited about starting in this week.
No, I'm not either, but I think going forward for the rest of the season, you know, with the way tight ends have been playing anyway this season – I think that he needs to be owned on every team. If it's not, you know, at least a bench spot for, you know, a bye week fill in. I'm just saying, like, he should be owned.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. He's kind of replacing. I'm not saying he's Tyler Eifert, but he's kind of replacing that role and where they just look for him in the end zone, and that's all you need. That's all you want. That's all you want. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm gonna move on to the next game because this is like, you know, we covered it.
Yeah. Let's go.
It's been got. But, so now what we got is Tampa Bay at New Orleans, another NFC South showdown.
I've been waiting for Winston to just break off, and he's just not doing it. He's getting yards.
Well, he kind of did. He's getting yards. He broke his shoulder, so that's like breaking off, you know? I mean, yeah, Jameis Winston has been probably one of my more disappointing calls of the season. I really thought with the offensive changes, like a lot of people, by the way, so it's not just me.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, we all thought that, you know, this offense is going to come out of the gate, guns blazing, you know, balls being thrown everywhere. I don't know if it was the storm that really like maybe threw them off their game, or if this is just the way the team is. Because, you know, I don't know. It just seems so odd that this team is not playing to the level I expected.
I think they put it back together this weekend. I think at New Orleans, I think they're going to have an opportunity to get. I know that offense or that defense has been looking a lot tougher this year, but I think Jameis Winston, he's practicing, he's throwing the ball again. I think he'll be in this game. I think he'll actually put it back together. You just cannot keep those weapons down. I'm actually hard pressed to think of anybody I'm not starting in this game.
No,
yeah, I'm starting everyone.
Yeah, there's nobody I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say you can't start.
Well, are you starting Winston?
Yes.
That might be the only one I would say no.
I would start the Winston. Only one. In maybe like a two-quarterback league.
Yeah, that's the only one that I would think. I have to think about it. Otherwise, everyone else, I am starting. Tampa is one of the most vulnerable defenses. I see Drew Brees having at least I don't know why it's hard for Brees to get three touchdowns in a game. They just run the damn ball too much. This can be a game where he does get three touchdowns, and so Winston will have to catch up.
Listen, man, the reason Drew Brees can't throw more than one touchdown in a game is because the Bears shut him down, son, last week.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, listen, I am still mad about that. Yeah, I am still mad about that game because that touchdown call that they reversed for Zach Miller – was bullshit. Did you guys see that? Did you guys see the touchdown?
I'd have to look at the replay. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, that was the play that Zach Miller broke. Yeah. Oh my God. You didn't even see that?
I heard that. I didn't want to.
I didn't look at it as a catch though. I was looking at his knee the whole time.
Well, it was completely a catch. So I'll detail it for you guys, just for a second. He caught the ball, right? Comes down. The ball does not, you know, bobble. It doesn't come out of his arms. He lands on the ground back first. And then when he's on the ground, he takes the ball and places it next to him.
Oh, that's okay. A touchdown.
And they said he did not maintain control of the ball.
Mm.
The officiating this year has just been so bad.
Terrible.
Like, just so bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! They need to do a whole sweep.
Yeah, they should be embarrassed. They have video. I'm watching the same thing they're watching. I'm no expert in this stuff, but I'm watching and I'm like, that's pretty obvious, and they still get it wrong in New York. I'm like, how in the hell do you guys have
Because they have to back up their own team. The refs have to back up the ones in New York. These managers and the Chiefs or whatever. They gotta protect their own. They're gonna back up their bad calls, which is terrible, but they're gonna do it.
Yep, exactly. Well, speaking of New York, let's go to the New York Giants, who are home against the LA Rams. Battle of the Coasts here, and you're gonna start Todd Gurley. I think this is a good matchup for Cooper Kupp. I like this game for him. I can't trust Sammy Watkins even with Janoris Jenkins out this week.
I think you start Sammy Watkins this week. I think he's a startable player. I just keep seeing Goff barely miss him on these great long routes, and you just know it's coming. And I think it'll come this week with Jenkins out. That was crazy. I don't know why you'd have to suspend that guy, but
he got suspended. I didn't even know that.
Violation of team rules. Suspended indefinitely.
Out. Yeah, well, he walked out on the team.
Okay. I say start Watkins.
I'm not as confident in starting Watkins, but as I think about it, and again, as we brought up the buys, I can see why that, you probably would have to start Sammy Watkins this week, at least in your flex. I'm just not excited about it.
I am. I think he's going to catch two touches. I think he's going to catch two big bombs this weekend.
Wow. That's bold.
It is bold.
All right. Well, I like Kupp. I like Watkins. Of course, we like Gurley. Do we like Goff? Is he going to start to be consistent in the second half of the year?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a startable quarterback this weekend. Yeah. I don't know about rest of season, but streamable option for sure.
I don't know. I don't like him this week. I think that I don't agree he's going to have two big bombs to Watkins. I think he might get one touchdown to one receiver. I don't see this being a big week, though. Giants defense, even without Janoris Jenkins, plays really well at home. So I don't think this is a top-notch, easy matchup for Goff. I think you might have to with the amount of quarterbacks on bye. Maybe you have to start him, but he's not, without a doubt, easy call matchup for me to be feeling confident throwing him out there.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on Goff yet either. I mean, he can probably get, 13, 14, 15 points, fantasy points for you.
16,
17, 18,
too?
You know, 12, 11, 10.
Maybe even 9.
Maybe even 9. You know, like, you never know. You just don't know what you're going to get.
One thing I do know is that the only Giants player you're starting is Evan Ingram.
I think Russell Shepard might, or Sterling Shepard might be worth a start.
Yeah, I guess.
He catches every ball thrown to him. That's what he does, like about him. He's a target monster, and he's going to be the only guy out there.
True. Yeah, so I guess Sterling Shepard's my second guy, but that's it.
And you know, he was there before Ingram. Eli did trust him. It'll be both those. It'll just be those two that I would start on my if I had them. I'd start only those guys from the Giants.
Segue here for a second. Julian, what do you think of your team this season, and do you think they win tonight?
Oh, Jets and Bills? No, you know what? I think the Bills are going to win.
And are you happy that your team is not the losers of New York?
I'm surprised and happy. Yes, I am. So I can't trust, like, my trust for the Jets is so low. I never even want any of them on my fantasy team, and we have some. We got Austin Seferian Jenkins, Robbie Anderson's coming up. McCown somehow is a top 10 quarterback, but that's just. But these are temporary. I think these are all temporary. Austin Seferian Jenkins is probably the only one that's long term for me that I can trust. I think I can trust.
You're telling me the 38-year-old Robbie Anderson is not a staple for the future of the Jets?
Oh, yeah, he can be a staple. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
At 38.
38. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the Broncos at Eagles game. Oh man,
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Yay. So that happened, and now we have to deal with the consequences. I mean, Trevor Siemian, look, he slowed down after the first couple of weeks, unfortunately, and this is now what we have to come to. What do you guys think of this matchup? Is there anybody here you guys hate that you can't start this week?
Everybody on the Broncos. Wow.
That you hate, right? Yeah.
Well, I love the Broncos. I really do. That's my team. But they're just awful. And with Brock Osweiler at the helm in Philadelphia against that defense, oh, my God, it's going to be a bloodbath over there. Although I did say the same thing when New York was coming to Denver, and New York handled Denver. So it can be anybody's game. It is football. But I just do not see Brock Osweiler having much success.
I mean, listen, you guys are going to probably have to start Demaryius Thomas this week. Let's be real.
Yes, I agree with that. That's probably the only person I'm starting, though. And
I think C.J. Anderson, too. C.J.
Anderson. But Eagles, we can't underestimate the Eagles' defense. They've been pretty stout. These are going to be like the top two. I think these are the top two defenses right now playing against each other.
Are they?
They could be your top three, if not top three. They've been pretty good on the Eagles been pretty good on their run defense. So
Broncos have been stout on the run. Let's see.
Yeah. So like I said, you know, both teams, if not top two, the top three, and it's going to be a pretty defensive game, but I see Eagles winning.
Oh, yeah, I think this is definitely an Eagles win. They advance to 8-1, which is pretty incredible this season. But, incredible. Yeah, especially for the Eagles, who I didn't see this coming at all.
No.
I mean, it makes the Eagles look like they knew something when they traded up to get this Carson Wentz kid, huh?
Yeah, so now you got – we can talk about the backfield, I guess, a bit. Now you got Ajayi and Blunt. I mean, I guess if you have these two, you're starting both of them.
Yeah, I mean, we covered this a little bit in the news. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to have to probably start Ajayi this week just because you don't have much better. And I think you can flex LeGarrette Blount as well. I don't know. I couldn't tell you who's going to be the guy there this weekend. I would assume it's like an ugly 50-50 split, but don't expect a lot anyway because it's the Broncos defense. Against the run, they've been one of the best. So I can't say that this is going to be a breakout game for Jay Ajayi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to start your boy Zach Ertz out there. Been a mm-hmm. great tight end this year.
Oh, he'll be great huge this week. Broncos are really weak against the tight end. Here's a little fun fact. Philadelphia, 23rd defense in the league.
Overall,
the 23rd.
What about...
Right.
So how's their run?
I'm as flabbergasted as you, dude, right now. I'm like, wow, Philadelphia.
What about their run defense? Because I think that's probably what I read.
We'll select rush.
Are you sure you read it? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
The third best against the run.
Maybe something's wrong with my eyes.
Yeah. They are the third best against the run. That is correct.
There we go.
Who's
my eyes work.
Mike, inform us and the rest of the fans out there, who's the top five defenses in the season?
Top five overall defenses, so we're going to say yards is what that category is. So you got Denver, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Carolina, and Miami, which is a shocker.
Wow, that's a shocker.
Yeah, Miami hasn't really played anybody, though. So, I mean, you know.
Well, we're eight games down. We're into week nine. I mean,
Miami hasn't even played the Patriots.
Yeah, this is true.
Who's the fourth best?
Carolina.
Okay, yeah, they're on the come up.
Yeah, no, Carolina's defense, especially in fantasy, has been one of the most consistent, I'd say, this season.
So you can pass against the Eagles, but you can't pass against the Eagles because you have Brock Osweiler out there. So you can't run against the Eagles either. Yeah, this is not shaping up to be a good day in Denver. Maybe Brock Osweiler. You got to forget, though, too. This guy was meant to be a Bronco. He was groomed to be a Bronco. He was in the Peyton Manning system forever. Laughed about the small contract that they wanted to give him and went down to Texas and did really bad. Maybe that was just a different system. Maybe he can do good in this system. I don't see it happening, but it'd be nice. It'd be nice to see some consistency happen in Denver again.
It'd be a dream come true for him, I think. That's and for the organization.
Right. If he can just throw it near them, I'm going to be pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, speaking of dreams come true, how about wouldn't it be a dream come true to get any fantasy production out of the Ravens offense at all this season?
Yeah.
That's our next game, Ravens in Tennessee.
Good segue.
Yeah, I mean... This is you got Alex Collins maybe after his performance last week, but he still hasn't scored a touchdown, so it's not like you're excited. Jeremy Maclin, I think you'll have to throw in there. How crazy is this? Joe Flacco is most likely going to be playing in this weekend's game after the hit he got.
Joe Flacco's a beast. You can love him or hate him, but that guy is such a monster on the field. Like, he's just – if he could do everything he wanted, he would be a Super Bowl champion every year.
Do you guys watch – do you guys follow Barstool Sports at all?
I don't.
No.
They caught a picture of Flacco after he got hit and he's on the ground, and the first thing he does after he gets hit is like he points his finger up, like he's trying to get up and he's like pointing his finger up. I guess he's trying to let his coaches know that, you know, he needs to get looked at or whatever. But he's pointing his finger up and they got this still picture of him and then they just captioned it.
That's
awesome. Check, please. Like, that was the caption. It was just fun.
you got DeMarco Murray back this week, so you're going to start DeMarco Murray. We got, you know, Corey Davis. I understand he's coming back this week. Doesn't mean I'm starting him. I'll pick him up off waivers, but you're not throwing him out there.
I don't think you start him this week. I think he's completely a stash and hold and see what he does, see how he fits in with this offense. You're against the Ravens. The Ravens are nasty against the pass, so... You don't want to deal with that with Corey Davis week one. Yeah, you don't want to roll him out this week, but get him on your team before it's too late.
Yep, I completely agree. And please, for my own fantasy team, let's give Delanie Walker a good game, huh?
Yes.
If he plays.
Yes.
Yeah,
Just play.
God damn it.
I think Alex Collins can probably find the end zone this week. It's only a matter of time.
You would hope so for the guy, right?
I mean, that's the only guy. I mean, Buck Allen, if you're also desperate.
I mentioned, Jeremy Maclin. All mm-hmm. right. Cardinals at 49ers. Sorry, almost threw up a little. I think the Garoppolo news is interesting for when he finally starts. I think he can make the team around him a bit better. But then again, who's to say? We've seen this guy only play with the Patriots, so in very limited fashion. So who knows how this is going to turn out. But as far as this game is concerned, you're getting Pierre Garçon out there. You're getting Carlos Hyde out there. And for the Cardinals, we're going to see Drew Stanton leading the way, and that leaves you really Adrian Peterson, maybe, and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I don't really like Garçon much just because of Patrick Peterson and because they don't really have a quarterback, so I don't know if I'm starting.
They have CJ Beathard.
Right, whoever that is. So they got that guy, and I don't even, so I'm probably benching Garçon. I have Garçon in one of my leagues, but I would bench Garçon.
I would definitely bench Garçon because it just broke that he is on the IR and out for the season.
What?
That just broke.
Are you lying?
Wow. I'm not. Tells a Staley likely back after bye. Wide receiver Pierre Garçon to IR next.
Oh,
done
my
for
God.
You.
All right, I'm dropping him right now.
I think wow. I have a couple trades out for him that I have to go pull right now.
Oh, except.
How crazy is that?
Wow, breaking news. I hope we have a soundbite for breaking.
There you go.
I got it. Wow, that's crazy. So, all right. So, you're dropping Pierre Garçon because you don't need him. Who takes over, though, as a receiving option? You got Marquise Goodwin, George Kittle, the tight ends. Nobody.
I'm quickly going to add Kenny Golladay.
Kenny Golladay?
Yes, flyer. You never know. Okay. Okay, what? Okay, who benefits from this? Is that what
you're asking? George Kittle, Marquise Goodwin, Aldrick Robinson.
I think Marquise Goodwin, and I really like Kittle. I think Kittle's been getting involved. I like Kittle a lot when Garoppolo gets back. Or gets on, not back.
Gets back on it.
Gets back That's on it.
That really sucks. I don't know. Like, when did that happen?
So many heartbreaking news.
I have no idea.
I didn't know he had a neck issue at all.
He got it during the week, or during the game, I think he suffered that.
Oh, really?
During last weekend's game, yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that. Damn. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, we got a couple games to power through before we have to wrap it up. So let's do it. Let's get to it. I'm going to skip a couple games here because, is what it is. But remember, guys, if you have any questions about any of these games and we've missed out on them, you guys can always reach out to us on sleeperwire.com and email us through there, or you can reach out to us on Sleeperbot or Twitter, and we'll give you guys all that info in just a little bit. Let's just get to the Kansas City-Dallas game, the game that should be the damn Sunday night game because it's atrocious. Then we got to watch the Raiders at the Dolphins as the Sunday night game. Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That is
a brutal game.
I think Kansas City-Dallas is going to be fire. I think that's going to be a great game.
Should be a great game. Dak Prescott will bounce back, I believe, from his terrible performance last week. Even with Zeke probably suspended, I still think they're going to have to now rely on Dak 100%. So, I expect this to be another big game for Dak Prescott. I mentioned Kansas City's not really a tough defense. You're starting all your Chiefs. Tyreek Hill has had this annoying habit of having one big week, one small week, one big week, flip-flopping. So this week should be a big week.
Yeah, thankfully I've been playing him pretty wise. All the games that he did kind of bad, I benched them just because my wide receiver depth was pretty good. So I was able to do that. But it was just matchup-based. It was just matchup-based when I did that. So, all the good matchups, just he'll be fine. It was just the bad. It was let's see.
And this should be a good matchup, right?
Yeah, this is perfect. He had Denver, Pittsburgh, Washington, all great defenses where he had bad games. And Philadelphia, that was the only surprising one this week, too. But, you know, he'll be fine this week.
All right. So, yeah, and Dallas, I expect you to be starting, you know, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, you know, maybe flex out Terrence Williams. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't like Terrence Williams, but yeah.
I'm not a fan either, but I just keep thinking about the buys and people might have them. So It's not our favorite. He might not do much for you. Might lose you the game, but it's an option.
For sure. Desperate situations. Yes.
All right, and last game I'm going to talk to you guys about. I'm sorry. I'm skipping that Sunday night game. It's brutal. I mean, one thing I'll leave you with is because people who, you know, lost AJI to the Eagles, maybe looking for running back this week. In PPR, I say you pick up Damian Williams. The only guy I can tell you who's probably going to benefit the most. You know, they'll tell you Kenyon Drake's a starter, but, you know, look at what the history's told you. I mean, you know, Chris Thompson broke out because he's the receiving running back there. You've had Jerick McKinnon, you know, so all these situations, it's always been the other guy. So, which tells you that probably Darren McFadden's going to end up being the guy, and I'll be wrong about Alfred Morris. That's my life.
Well, I think Derek Carr and the Raiders turned it around again. Well, I mean, they've been okay, but I think Derek Carr has a good game. Cooper and Crabtree, all them guys. As far as the backfield and as far as Lynch and the other guy, Washington, what do you guys think? How the touch is gonna be distributed? I feel like Washington might end up with more touches.
Go ahead, Mike.
I don't think he'll end up with more touches with Marshawn Lynch out there. I think Marshawn Lynch will still get the touches, and I think that leaves Washington and Rashard splitting the rest. I think they're both going to be – I think it's going to go back to the way it was as far as that goes. I think this is going to be a air-it-out game. I think there are going to be a lot of air touchdowns. I think I really like Crabtree. I kind of like Cooper. Devontae Parker's back this week, and I think he's possibly worth a start. Maybe just worth the stash.
That's scary.
Yeah, gamble. That's a gamble.
You're a gambler, Mike.
That's what I do.
Gross, first off. Devontae Parker, not going to happen. Ain't going to do it. And then, I mean, listen, you're starting Jarvis Landry. You're probably going to flex Kenny Stills because he's been on it. That I think you definitely should do. You have to. The running backs, as I'm concerned, gross. All around. It's all around gross.
Yeah, maybe stash. That's it. See how they use them. But
that's all I got. I'm done. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us here. What a show. We got through most of the games. We didn't get through all of them. We got through most of them. Ones that really mattered. I mean, listen, as I said before, throughout the entire show, there's something we've missed, something you still need answers on, something you want our help with, you can reach out to us on sleepwire.com. We have older episodes on there as well as the rankings. And please, while you're there, go visit Rob's GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/RobJR. There's a link also on the website for you to use so you can get there, read his story. Please donate whatever you guys can. And also, while you're checking out older episodes, please give a listen to the episode where I talk to Rob's dad and Judith Wieg from the Lyme Disease United Coalition. It was a great interview that I did for them, and they really got their stories out and raise awareness about Lyme disease and what you guys can do to help them out. So please, guys, go check all that out. Julian, where can they find you on Twitter and Sleeperbot and wherever else they can reach out to you?
You can find me on Sleeperbot, Julian SW, and Twitter at JVincent_. I'll answer any questions you guys bring to me. And you can also reach out, like Nick said, you know, you can reach out to Sleeperwire at questions@sleeperwire.com for questions. We'll, you know, try to answer as fast as possible.
Mike, where can they reach to you?
You can find me at Dr. Kane21 on the Twitter. And you can find me at Dirty Jobs on Sleeperbot and on Fantasy Life, and you can find me at Dirty Jobs Mike on the Instagrams.
And the Instagrams.
the Instagrams of the world.
The Instagrams.
All right. Well, you guys can find me on Twitter at SleepWire Nick, And you can find me on Sleeperbot at SWNick. That's all the time we got for you guys. Thank you, Julian, Mike, for joining me.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you, and good night.
All right. For Julian and Mike, I'm Nick Sumrall saying so long, everybody. Good night.
Today's show was sponsored by Third & Nevins Watches, luxury timepieces that make a statement. Clean, sophisticated designs, wearable in all situations. Highest quality craftsmanship, incredibly affordable prices. Visit thirdandevins.com and order today.
The champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper